Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf and Zayin in the Oiz V'Odar edition, Perek Shishi, towards the end of Aloch Avov. We're starting three lines from the top. Says the Gemara, in Bas Rishus Loni. We saw in the Mishnah that the Mishnah said if you have two piles, one is Akuro, Sheina Akuro, you have one which is connected, which one is not connected, or you have two different types, if they are joined together to be two seyos, because we know that two seyos is no shechira. But here you have two piles which are a little different than each other. Do they connect together or not? So Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, if the ani has something in between, meaning if he has leket in between these two piles, so then they don't connect. But if he doesn't have anything in between, so then you connect them to be one and you make them two seyos, which is potter in the shechira. Says the Gemara, my achetovim mamash. Meaning, do you need that the ani should actually have leket in between these two piles in order to separate the piles? Or even the fact that he's able to have there a leket, and he has a place for the leket to be, that will separate the two piles. So the one is shmini mina dolot from the following. Okay, going tvuah v'kerem. One example is, you have tvuah and kerem. You have tvuah, which is grain. Kerem, which is a vineyard. And there you say the same idea, that the kerem does not join the tvuah if you have yad oni in the middle. Says the Gemara, the kerem loya lasaru. Kerem is not the same time. You don't harvest the vineyard the same time you harvest the grain. It's two different times of the year. So you'll never have the leket of the kerem, which is peret, you'll never have that during the time that you have a pile of the grain. So you don't have your matas anim. So what are you saying? If you have matas anim in the middle, so then it's considered to be two piles. You'll never have matas anim in the middle because they don't come at the same time. You see, from here, it doesn't actually have to have a matas anim in the middle. If it could be matas anim in the middle, so then it separates the two. But if you cannot have matas anim in the middle, so then it does not separate, considered to be one pile. And the meaning is that there is some space in between for things to fall. If there's no space in between, so then these two piles will join together. If there is any space that there is a possibility of matas anim to be in between, so then they don't connect. We got to Aloch Zayin, Zok the Mishnah. Tvuah shenitno l'shachas oy la'alumo. If tvuah is meant to be machal beim, you cut it when it's still straw to give it to the animals, oy la'alumo, which means you want to use it to be a string. You're going to use this tvuah in order to use it to tie up bundles. V'chen b'igudei shum, or you have tvuah that you're going to use to tie up garlic. Or in another case, agudas ashum v'apzolim. You have your small piles of garlic and onion that they're not considered to be for a big pile that you join together. We learned earlier in the Masechta, in order for shikha to be shikha, you need to have large piles, the eventual piles that you get to, which comes to the end at the end of the season, at the end of the harvest. But if you're doing small piles that will join together to be a big pile, then at that stage, as the Mishnah says, ein lem shechicha. So if you're not harvesting to eat, or you're not making a large pile, there's no shechicha. Chola tmunim baretz, anything which is in the ground, kegoin, haluf, ve'ashum, ve'abitzolim. Different types of vegetables that grow in the ground, there's no shiricho when it's in the ground. There is shiricho when it's in the ground. Says the Gemara, when the Mishnah says that if you did for shachas, for straw, for machal beimo, doesn't have a din of shiricho, it's not only if he planted it for machal beimo, but even if he changes mind later, decide to make out of it shachat, there's no shiricho. The Gemara goes on and says, kol tmunim, anything which is covered, does not shiricho over there. Tamantamin, we found there the Mishnah in Baba Kamo. Regarding Tamun, we find that Rabban and Rabbi Yudah hold the opposite of what they hold over here. It says over there the following, Madlik is a Godish, someone who lights or puts fire into a Godish, the pile of grain. Fayu bokelim, and in the grain inside, in the Godish, there is vessels. Rabbi Yudah Yom Mishan, Mashvatoich, needs to pay what's covered in the Godish. When Dafun Zayim would base. He doesn't pay what's covered. He just pays for the Godish. He doesn't pay for the vessels which are covered underneath. Says the Gemara, Machlifa Shita, so the Rabbi Yudah. Who Rabbi Yudah is saying the exact opposite of what he says over here. There, by Baba Kama Ben Ezekiel, he says, you have to have not only the Godish, but also what's covered underneath the Godish. And here he's saying, by shechicho, that wherever is covered, there's no shechicho. Says the more, it all goes with drashas of the psukim. Tamon, there it says, v'nechol godish oy hakamo. It says, if the godish or the kamo, which is the standing grain, gets burnt. If you said kamo, standing grain, don't I know the godish, which means a pile, is included? Why do I say godish? Why do I single it out? The rabbi said to him, and this is coming to teach you, that not only something which is begoli, which is revealed, you chayav on by nezikin, by burning, but also when it's covered. Ve'ocho, over here in our pasuk, it says, sotcho. When you say about shircho, use the word sotcho to teach you, begolui pratatom. The same way sod is something which was revealed, anything which is not revealed, it doesn't have a din of shircho. The more goes on, it says, ask the question on Rabbanon. Michlif l'shitos in the Rabbanin, l'chur in the Meshit of Rabbanon, is the opposite. Tamon din bobekamo inun amrim pratla tomu inachayav on burning something which is covered. Teko inun amrim le rabbi satomu, and here we're saying anything which is under the ground, you still chayav in shechicho. Answer the Gemara, tamon oya kamo oya sode. It says in the pasuk kamo sode, it says oya kamo oya sode. Masotcho begolu yav kol davar shu begolu. They dash in the pasuk that you learn from sode, the fact it says the word sode, that it needs to be something revealed. Bamocho. Sotcho begolui prat letomun. Here we agree with Rabbi Yehuda on the first Rasha that sotcho means something revealed, so you're coming to exclude anything which is covered. But then you have another word, ktzircho, it's also begolui prat letomun. Ktzircho is something which is, the harvest is something which is revealed, coming to exclude tomun. Have miut achamiut vein miut achamiut el rabois esatomun. This is one of the ways that Torah dreshes b'hem, one of the gimel midush Torah dreshes b'hem. So when you have two negatives, it creates a positive. So if I have here two miutim, I create here a ribui. And if it says a two miutim that we're talking almost only about something which is revealed, so then you create a ribui to tell me that also tomon yuchayv shichicho and tomon as well. Halacha ches zok de mishto hakoitzer belaylo, someone who harvests in the night. Ve'ameamer, the Gemara is going to explain that me'amer means he makes a pile also in the night. Ve'asumo, or someone who is blind, yeshto shechoyit, there is shechoyit. Why? All these people know that they can't see so clearly. So what they're going to do is they're going to check very clearly to make sure they don't forget anything. And if they still forget, then you have a din of shechoyit. Person who's going now and say, I'm not harvesting now my entire field. What I'm doing is only taking the big grain, the large one, the one which are a little wider, bigger. This is what I'm taking. The small ones I'll take a little bit later. So then he has no shechicha. We'll see in the Gemara, even if eventually he forgot the big ones, there's still no shechicha. Im omar areni koitzel menat shani shecheach etoil. Someone says, I'm harvesting the field. If I forget anything, I still want to come and take it afterwards. So then the din is, yesh lo shechicha. There's still a shechicha. You cannot say that. We'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara, keini mesniso koitzel balaylo v'amir balaylo. The way you read the Mishnah, as we explained it, even though the Mishnah says a koitzo balaylo v'ameamer, the word balaylo does not say the word balaylo by me'amer, but that's how you read it. Koitzo balaylo v'ameamer, also balaylo, meaning he's harvesting or he's piling up in the night. And another one is sumo, the third case is a blind person, and by the blind we're talking bein bayom, bein balaylo, there it doesn't matter if it's the day or the night. If he's intentionally just doing the big ones, meaning not only when he's harvesting the gasim, there's no shechicho, but even if it eventually is going, the next time he comes back, he's going to come and now pick up everything they did not pick up in the first time. He's not, if he forgets a gasim, he forgets one of the wine ones, so there's no shechicho. Me'achal shedayko lifchoin begasim, afilu dakim ein lim shechicho. So the way Reb Chaim explains it, when he was doing the gasim, he says, right now I'm not so focused and I'm leaving things in the field. He's tending to take the big ones, but because he's not so focused, he may leave some big ones. When he comes the next time, he's focusing only on the small ones. So he may know the big ones are excluded in both cases. The first case, he wasn't so focused. The second case, he's only focused on the dakin. So therefore, the gasim, there will be no shirch on gasim in this case. And the Mishnah conclude, Oma Areni Koitzel Menat Mashani Shechech Ani Etol Yesh Lo Shechecho. Someone says, I'm harvesting, and my mindset is, even if I forget, I still will come and take it, and there's no Shechecho. there is a sheikh over there. Why? Says the Gemara, Shehitnu al Masha Kosuba Toiro. He's going against the Torah. Torah said, if you forgot, you have to leave it for an in. When a person does a t'nai against what the Torah tells him, the t'nai is nullified, there's no t'nai, there's no condition, and therefore the shichro belongs to the anim. Hadron Loch B'chamai, we just ended the sixth parak of Maseches Peyo, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Nun Zayin.